Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, 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 ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Pray for my life. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I got bronchitis.
Ain't nobody got time for this show, apparently. Lou is flying solo. Just the way he likes it. Start DJing up in here. Up in here. Up in here. I'm going to listen to rap music. I'll move on. So I got to shag it out. I mean, young gentleman of the gay persuasion.
Please. Hello?
Mike. Go ahead, Mike. Yes.
Hello?
Homosexual.
Hello? Hi, boys. I miss you guys.
I bet you do.
What are you guys been up to? How's everything going, boys?
How was your day, Geico?
I was doing okay today. I did a lot of work for the people today.
Yeah, right. Are you going to try that gay voice the whole show like the other day?
That's not a gay voice.
Oh, right, right.
I'm just very excited.
I see how this is going to go.
Well, anyway, I had a very long and stressful day of moving furniture, so that's what I did.
Moving furniture?
Yeah, I moved furniture all day.
Doing what I do every day. Like that shit?
No.
Huh?
No, I don't like that shit, as a matter of fact.
Did you have to bring it down from third or fourth floor, no elevator?
Of course.
Look at you.
I do that shit all the time, man. That's what I do.
Manning up.
See, here's what I don't understand, though. After doing this for a week, my muscles are already tighter and I've lost a couple of pounds. What the fuck is your excuse?
I eat whatever the fuck, my man. Afterwards, I go to McDonald's. Give me a big old
cheeseburger. As a matter of fact, I've eaten McDonald's twice this week because it was the only thing around while I was doing pickups. And I still have lost some weight.
God. You're still a fatty. Look at that.
So why are you such a mess, then? What's your excuse for being such a mess?
Well, I'm not that busy, am I?
Well, you got to make me feel bad about making fun of you, man. That's not right.
I know, shit ain't even right.
Is Mickey there? Is there a Mick there?
Nah. He knows better. He knows better. He's not on here. So you went to Manhattan and you threw some garbage out and some boot
Manhattan
out.
And Queens and had to deal with no. There was a white guy. This guy, he was tall, he was blondish, his hair was expertly coiffed, he was wearing a scarf and a pea coat, and he was walking with an attractive woman, and we turned the corner while he was trying to step out into the street into traffic, because that's what white people in Manhattan do. They literally will walk out into the street while there's traffic coming up.
Matthew, were you making a turn? Is that what you're doing?
I was in the passenger seat, and we were making a turn, yes. But there was also, a lot of traffic making that turn. And the gentleman in question stopped as we made the turn and said a couple of times, "Really? Really?
Really?" I love it. Well,
so
I mean, he was probably in the right
scene. And I said, "Yeah, motherfucking really."
Well, he's probably in the right scene that when you're making a turn, that means you have a green light.
No, I don't care about him.
Pedestrian has
no,
a walk sign.
No, pedestrians always have the right of way no matter what.
Well, yeah, and if you were making a turn, then the light was saying walk for him.
Of course it was. But, I mean, these people in New York City don't even look at the traffic. Like, they will literally walk out onto the street, even if there's a green light. That happened a couple of times. I caught that here and there.
Oh, yeah? Look at you.
But this guy was just, I mean, I don't even care if he was in the right. He was just a bourgeois white douchebag.
No, the way you said it was awesome. How did he say it?
Really? Really?
That's my favorite part of the story.
And I was like, yeah, motherfucking really, bitch.
What? Shit, you should call me, son.
Then as we were loading this, we're loading this truck up, right? This fucking douchebag in like one of these like SUV limos, you know? Not a not like a stretch at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, a limo. I was in a fucking limo. And, you know, he was driving it, and he parks right up behind the truck as the back door is open, and there's we're, like, moving stuff over there to load it in. So I look at the guy like, really, you're going to, like, do that and not give us any room to load shit in there, even though, like, you know, you're also illegally parked. Like, why don't you back up? There's nobody in behind you. You know, I'm looking at the guy like, you know, what are you doing? So he ignores me, and we load the shit into the truck, and we're in the truck moving stuff towards the back. And he comes up to the back of the truck, and he's like, you guys should really be a lot more careful with that hand truck. And my partner... Well, we had a hand truck, and it didn't go anywhere near the guy's car. Honestly, nowhere near the guy's car. He was being a douchebag. So my partner, who's this, like, roughneck black dude from Mount Vernon, is like, what'd he say? I was like, dude, he said that we should be more careful with the hand truck. And he was like, oh, hell no. So we ignored it, whatever. We get into the truck, ready to pull out, and we realize that this guy has boxed us in. Like, he's left us no room to maneuver at all.
John.
It wasn't like that. But it almost got to that. It almost got to that point. Well, no, my partner gets out. He's driving. He gets out of the car, and he goes...
Hey, Mike, does this have a point at some point? Because Mick is on it.
Yes, it does. All right. It does. Relax.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to add anything to the show. We can scramble on for 20 minutes if you want.
Sweet. Captive audience. No, but anyway, so the partner gets out, and he's like, could you please move back and give us some space? And the guy goes, oh, you want me to move after you hit my car with a fucking hand truck? And my homeboy was like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, this is
no, wait, you didn't hit him, did you? Like, you didn't hit him with the hand truck?
There was no hitting. No hitting whatsoever. Okay. Nobody touched anything.
Okay. Gotcha.
But the dude was safely in his car, and he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And so I get out of the truck. I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to stop this dude from fighting this guy. And then this guy pulls this shit. Oh, I'm a cop. I can take you down to Central Booking.
For what?
Exactly.
You should have been like, do the man dance.
Do the man dance. Funkadelic fucking baby heads?
Yeah, dude, that would have been awesome. That would have been a story. You would have been legendary. I would have been bailing you out of jail.
Right.
Like, I was a cop.
He was a pussy. He didn't do
a real show.
He's like, I'll bring you to Central Booking. To my homeboy. He's like, I'm going to bring you to Central Booking. But at this point, I stepped in and I pushed my homeboy back towards the truck and I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. I was like, I don't give a fuck if you're a cop. I was like, you didn't have to park up on an ass like that. Get the fuck out of here, you little bitch ass motherfucker. And he didn't
say
shit. Yeah.
Did you put your hands on his chest?
I hope he was a cop. And then I fist fucked him.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Did you oil him up while you were at it?
No. It was totally dry. He tried to moon me, and I just jammed my fist fucking elbow deep in his asshole.
That's the way to do it.
Nobody
knows. And then I put my dick in there at the same time. It was crazy.
Well, then
it was cray.
It was
good.
It was cray. Yeah. Wow.
Who started this cray cray thing?
I think it was Kanye West.
Was that?
I think it was Kanye West.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of that at all. Like,
yeah,
instead of saying it twice, why not just say crazy?
Well, see, here's the thing. He had a song with Jay-Z where he said that shit cray, and I'm pretty sure that's where it came from. Now, if you listen. Jay-Z has the opportunity to say the same thing, but whenever he says it, he actually says crazy.
I think he has a couple more bucks to say cray.
Yeah.
He can afford to say the rest of the song on the track. Just afford the studio time. Is it crazy?
That's an interesting theory you've got there, Luke. Could you say it again, please? Or two more times, if you could.
Twice?
Two more times.
He can say it because he has money to...
One more, and then it'll be funny. I promise.
On Saturday, I went to one of Fermil's friend's birthday party. She's,
is this your wife that you're talking about?
Yeah. So...
Does the story have a point, or...?
Slight. You know, not as good as yours, but...
Oh man,
that's saying something.
I know, man.
Yeah,
crazy.
Definitely gonna kill 20-30 seconds. So, birthday party, some Peruvians. They had a cake that
was.
Is that right? Are you partial to Peruvians?
Nick likes anything remotely Spanish.
Yeah, I briefly dated a Peruvian back in the day. I mean, this is like 10 years ago, but.
What was his name?
What's her name? I can't remember. I think it was Laura. We went out like literally one date. I wouldn't even say we dated, but we hung out. Didn't go very far.
Well, I mean, gay marriage wasn't legal back then, so I mean, how far could you go?
Yeah, that's true.
So thanks for that brief interlude. That was awesome. Lee, do you want to finish your absolutely non-essential story?
Absolutely pointless story.
The husband whose wife pulled out the typical Peruvian cake that they all cut up, and it was gross, and he started slapping around with the knife and was jiggling and jangling. That was about it.
Wait a second. They pulled out a lechon?
No. Cake. Like a typical Peruvian cake. Something that...
a Peruvian cake. I thought you said a Peruvian pig.
No. Nothing that good.
What's a typical Peruvian cake? Is it as multicolored and interesting as their native hats?
Absolutely. It has like a thin layer of gelatin on top.
Grease.
So they try to jam the candle and it just kept popping out.
Kind of like a dog in a bathtub?
Yeah, pretty much. And, that was it. It was weird and gross.
So they had a weird cake that was covered in a layer of gelatin.
Yeah, and then it was that weird kind of, not spongy at all, like the opposite of spongy.
Okay. All right, I'm with you so far. I got all these details down. Now, I'm ready for the point.
That was it.
Oh,
yeah.
No, there's got to be more. There's got to be more to that. Was somebody playing a pan flute?
No. Did I tell you the part about the cake? Yeah.
No. We didn't hear that part yet. Not at all.
The cake that was wobbly and no good.
How was it?
No good.
Was it covered substance
on the
top?
Yeah.
You know, I changed my mind. This is the most interesting story I've ever heard. This has made my entire... Your life is so goddamn exciting.
I try, man.
The worst part is I've heard both of these stories, and I don't have one that tops it, because I haven't done absolutely nothing this week.
I don't understand why you both don't kill each other, or yourselves. Like, just right
yeah,
now.
Well, I'll say myself, yeah. I'd much rather kill myself, Louie.
Yeah, just, if you could, please do it on air, because, I mean, that would definitely get more listeners than anything else that either of you have ever said.
That would generate at least five, of you count of
at
like
least.
Five or six. Yeah.
At least. I mean, you know, I know the news media will just be like, yeah, but who are they?
Right.
You know, I mean, it'll be, live on-air suicide, you know, like, you know, John Stossel will be like, yeah, but, you know.
I can't believe he landed a job on that he's a Fox News guy.
I can, the guy's always been like fucking... He's been one of those sensationalist pricks for years.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you ever see the thing he did on the Tourette's guy?
No.
He did a thing on a Tourette's guy where he, like, took a ride with the guy, and the guy was, like, lashing out at him and hitting him in the face. It was fantastic.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah, I think they even, like, stopped the video footage, and there was, like, you know, the black screen where the meaningful text pops up and said, at this point, the cameras, we decided to stop rolling the footage. At this point, so-and-so lashed out and smacked John in the face.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. I wish they would... You know, did you guys ever see that episode of Maury Povich when they had the Tourette's kids on it?
With the Maury Povich with the kids?
No, I don't think so.
It was beautiful.
I did see the Maury Povich with the paternity slash lie detector test.
That's every single
one.
Well,
yeah, that's like every episode.
Yeah, that's every episode. No, they had it was fantastic, and they actually made fun of it on South Park because of the sensationalism. But they had like four or five Tourette's kids on stage, kids, and they had about maybe six different cameras on them just so they wouldn't miss any of the ticks. And whenever like they'd center on a kid for a little bit when one of the parents is talking, and if the kid wasn't ticking, they would go to another kid, and if one of the kids started ticking, they would quickly switch to that camera angle. It was fantastic.
That was the beginning of the end for him. Like, before that, you know, I can't remember what he had on the show. So, you know, it wasn't sensationalism. But right there, that's when it started. That was...
Here's what I think. I think that they should have a show where every episode is just... It's dedicated to... Geraldo Rivera having a Tourette's kid sitting on his lap and just talking to the kid. Like, every episode. Maybe even, like, two kids, like, one on each leg.
About Geraldo Rivera and John Stossel having a mustache showdown and making noise.
Man, that was so much better than your Peru cake story.
Well, that's not saying much. That's not giving us proper credit.
Leave my Peruvian cake alone, man. I love that shit.
Your Peru cake story.
Peru cake.
You have the best Peru cake stories, Lou. Gotta tell you.
Yeah, hands down. Not even a contest.
Hands down, the best Peru cake stories.
Can I say, now that I thought about it, that Peruvian girl that I went out with that time, she made fun of me because I was unemployed at the time, and she worked at Wendy's, so I yelled at her.
Oh, my God. You worked at Wendy's.
You showed her, though.
Well, I'm just saying, like, she was like, oh, my God, you really don't have a job. Like, I was in between jobs, you know how it is. And I was
Dude,
like,
even the Peruvian like, could get a job before you. That's
but
terrible.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she rolled her eyes when I told her I was, like, out of work at the moment, and I'm like, bitch, you work at Wendy's, like, relax.
Yeah, but see, there's also the fact that she was working, which made her better than you, even if it was at Wendy's.
Listen, well, she was better than me probably regardless of our jobs at the current time, but I'm just saying.
Lou and I had a thing for a cross-eyed bitch at Wendy's for a little bit, remember?
Yeah. I don't know if we had
it. You can't be all uppity when you work.
Oh,
at
she was. No, we, I can't. You're right. We didn't have a thing for her, but she was. She would have caught it. Like if we had just.
Yeah.
I think we could have like snuck up on her bad side.
Totally. Bitch had one eye looking at you and the other eye looking out for the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I guess nobody remembers that cute Spanish girl with the lazy eye at the Wendy's drive-thru?
And then she got bumped up to hostess at Uno's a few years later.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Where, on Central?
But wasn't she?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Wasn't she kind of a mess by the time she was a hostess at Uno's, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought maybe she got worn out, like she had one too many Wendy's employees jamming fries up her hoo-ha or something.
Well, yeah, probably. I was going to say, odds are, if she was Hispanic, she probably hit the wall at, like, 17. So, if, you know, by the time she was at Uno, she was probably done.
You know what? A lot of Spanish girls peak at an early age, man.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Like, whoa, that was short-lived.
By the time they're, like,
yeah,
you know, like 22, it's like, it's over.
I know, I know. You do that, and then like, 8 years later, Lou comes along and marries him.
Oh, ah, dude. That's not necessary. That's, come on.
Honey, if you listen, years later.
and so not true.
No, it's not. It's not. I'd bang his wife. Absolutely.
Your wife is a lovely woman.
Absolutely. Totally put the rod to Louis's wife.
Really? Thank you.
He definitely married up.
Well, I don't know if that, hey, that goes without saying, but yeah.
I totally have non-consensual sex with your wife, Lou. Totally.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hell for everything I've said throughout this entire
episode. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Nah.
Lou is never going to speak to me again. But, I mean, that's been trying to make that happen for years. It just doesn't stick.
I don't know.
Yeah, if he doesn't talk to you, how are you going to find out about the latest updates in Peruvian cake making?
You never know. What happened in the world of Peruvian cake? Peru cake boss. Boss cake. What do you call
it? Louis, you should you know what? You need to start a blog. Get a website going for the Peruvian cake chronicles.
I want to see a pic. Only if it has pictures of the gelatinous upper layer.
Is that was that something you threw in there? Or is that actually true? That it was like a regular cake with a Jello layer on top of it.
Well, I wouldn't go so far to say regular at all, but there was a Jello top to it.
That's weird.
Disgusting. I don't know what we even do with their spare time.
Make sure they play the flute and knit silly hats, dude. That's what they do. I love those Peruvian hats, though, man. Those things are awesome. You know, like the long, weird tassels on the bottom and the poof ball on top. And
Yep.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I might have to go to Peru. Peru's one of the places where my job has like a program, so like I might have to try to test that out.
No, you should definitely go to Peru as soon as possible.
Well, I'm looking at one of the Latin countries because you know me. So I'm looking at either Peru or I don't think Guatemala.
Here's what you need to do, Mick.
Brazil,
you need to find
Costa Rica.
You need to find a Latin country that has a very, very, very young age of consent law and and tends to look the other way when it comes to rape prosecution.
I am so not a raper.
No, but you are a rapist.
Well, truth in the details.
I hate the both of you passionately.
Was that like a qualifying statement for something?
No,
throw that out there.
I might hang up right after that because I loathe the both of you so much.
What do you gotta do when you hang up?
I don't even know why I know you people. It's probably because you're the only friends that I have.
See, so what does that say about you, buddy?
Oh my God! So I'm pretty sure we've annihilated any shred of self-esteem that Lou built up over the course of the last week.
I think we did that like years ago.
Oh no, he did that every time he looks in the mirror.
Oh, keeping it alive. I see.
No, I think we've successfully made Lou to feel like a horrible, horrible person.
Which is unfortunate because he's not a horrible person at all.
No. Everything horrible about him is on the outside. Inside, he is wonderful.
He's gold, yeah.
He is a beautiful-hearted individual.
Exactly.
Somewhere deep down beneath that horrific countenance, he's a very, very nice person at some point.
Right. Good heart.
But it will get you nowhere.
Louis, when are you going to visit, New York instead of dwelling in that shit pit that you call a fucking state?
Early March. I'll be early in March. Come visit you.
Yeah,
March.
What happens in March? March.
Well, I'll be without a job in March.
You what? Funeral?
I'll be without a job in March, so I'll come
here. Oh, shit, dude.
Really?
Do you want to talk about that, or do you want to leave the depressing horror? You know what? Nobody's listening. Have at it.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about.
But is this a good thing? Because I know things haven't been rosy lately.
I wouldn't say good. It's just not horrific as it's been.
Yeah.
Prior, so it's just a way to end it, be done with it.
Right.
He's getting out before people sick bounty hunters on him. In other words.
Right. Right.
Do what? What are you going to do? What's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like you're talking through your own asshole at this point.
Ah. Okay. There we go. Much better.
Yes, that's better. There we go. Were you trying to eat the phone again? What did I tell you about that?
I thought it sounded like he was talking through your asshole. It made me a little nervous for a minute.
No, that was, I hope so. He doesn't usually talk when he's down there.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's busy doing other things. Yeah.
I mean, occasionally he'll hum, you know.
He will, yeah.
What a sweet. So how was your time in Philadelphia last weekend? Did you get sufficiently blasted off of your asshole?
I went to bed super early. I went to bed like 10 o'clock. I was done.
What happens when you get old, buddy?
Yeah, I just didn't care. I was like, I'm going to bed, actually. I was falling asleep watching TV.
Yeah.
That was it. Went to breakfast the next morning. At the fatty Mecca. Jesus. I can't believe I've been going down there for so many years. I didn't know about this place called Reading Terminal. It's just a big, X train station terminal.
Uh-huh.
One floor. One large, huge-ass room type of thing, if you can follow. And it's all food. All fatty, fatty boomalati food. It was awesome.
That
was the highlight of my my trip.
Yeah.
Fat. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You know what? I am officially bored into suicide. I'm right on your level now. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We've dragged you down to our abyss.
I was feeling great. Feeling great. Got out of the shower. I'm like, oh, it's my friends, the only two people in the world that I can trust and I can believe in that are not scumbags.
Well, you can still trust us, but if you believe in either one of us, then
the whole thing was delusional. Just, I mean, from Jump Street, it was just like, you know, these are good people. I mean, what was I thinking with that shit?
What were you thinking with that?
Well, like I said, we're still trustworthy. We're just, you know, we're just not very useful.
Look, here's the thing. If somebody put, and I know the amount differs for the both of you, but if somebody put money in front of you and was like, kill that guy and pointed to either of us, I mean, you wouldn't even hesitate. Both of you would find something. But even if there were no weapons, you'd try to tear one of our arms off and beat us to death with it.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
And kind again,
of like
create
a shake
only,
out of like a fucking tree bark and
Yes, it's only the only difference between the two of you is the amount that it would cost for you to do that.
Louis is a lot better off than I am, so I'd probably have to do it.
I think it would take a lot more for Lou to do it, but only like only in the matter of dollars. We're not talking about hundreds here,
Right.
Yeah.
Like if somebody offered Nick $5,000, Louis would immediately chime in Price is Right style with $5,001.
No, I'll take that action.
Yeah, pretty much.
$49.99.
Yes. So yeah, I don't. As for being trustworthy, I could probably tell you guys that I banged both of your moms at the same time. I could probably tell you that in confidence.
Yeah.
I appreciate the news.
I could probably tell you guys that I banged my mom and your two moms at the same time.
Oh, what a night.
We're missing here, gentlemen? We are missing a night out where we are...
We were talking about that last week. Let's set it up.
Well, yeah, I don't have any money. You don't have any money, and Lou is currently.
Okay, I don't have any money, but I get paid this week, and I get paid 2 weeks from now. So if we did something
drinks
like 2 weeks
on you.
From now, so I'm saying if we were planning something for whatever that weekend is, like the 16th or whatever the hell that is. Something like that.
Yeah, we should do that because we still haven't got out for my birthday, and that needs to happen because titties.
I think we should save a couple more weeks and go to a titty pace.
Titties.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, the only titties that I have any desire to see, and this is the worst, I'm really sad that I'm actually going to say this because this is to me a sign of how far down my life has become, but really, the only place that I want to go see titties at is in New Jersey.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a big fan of that place, I got to say.
It's not just that place. Like, Lou and I have had amazing strip club experiences in New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah, the best strip clubs in Jersey. The filthiest girls and it's all nude and stuff. It's awesome.
Just the dirtiest but sweetest
yeah.
disgusting whores.
Yeah.
Such lovely hearted.
Are you saying you don't want to
filthy.
Go to Suze, Mike?
No. You know when I decided that I never want to go to Suze is when I heard they got an espresso bar.
See, I feel like I have to go at some point just because I've lived like 3 minutes away from that place my entire life and I've never been there.
Yeah, no, I've never been there either, and
that's
I love strip clubs. I love strip clubs. Lou and I went to
right.
Lou and I have been to strip clubs all over the place, From here to fucking LA, we've been to strip clubs. We Denny's and strip clubbed our way across the country.
We strip clubbed our way across the country?
Well, not really. I say that. I like to say that.
No,
just because we've been to strip. Yeah.
The farthest I've ever been to a strip club was Phoenix.
That's pretty cool.
I
went to a strip club in
Vegas.
Sadly, I did not go to a strip club when I went to Vegas last year.
Well, I mean, Nick, I don't. I mean, it's you. I mean, we don't expect big things from you.
Whatever. I was only there for like 3 days, and I was basically just gambling the whole time.
Oh my God, you were there for 3 whole days. That doesn't sound like that was even remotely enough time to walk into a strip club.
Of course it was. I'm not justifying my behavior. I'm just pointing out that.
As a matter of fact, I am severely disappointed in you for not going to a strip club in Vegas.
I'm disappointed in myself.
I'm going to pee on you next time I see you.
Nice.
Well, how is that different from any other day?
Yeah, I suppose. Because usually, we have like a pee party and we cross streams and we laugh and the Ghostbusters reference.
We're
like,
you go and point each other. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this would be more of like a disdainful urination. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, definitely. This is just a me. I'm going to be shaking my finger at you while I'm urinating
right.
on your face.
This is what you get for not going to a strip club.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say that to you. I'm just going to look at you disdainfully and occasionally waggle my finger at you while the stream of urine that I've been saving up for like a day is splashing across your really white features.
And I try to explain and defend myself, but I can't, because whenever I open my mouth, you're like,
you can say whatever you want, but I'm going to continue. I
my mouth
you...
like those clown yeah. games with the balloons.
Ass clown games with the balloons?
You know those games where you shoot the clown's mouth and the balloon pops?
I'm telling you, it wouldn't be wise for you to run away, because I will follow you down the street peeing on you the entire time, and I can run faster than you.
Well, now you can, yeah, because I'm a cripple.
Yes, I can. Everybody can. Even Hawking can run faster than you at this point.
How is your back, Nick? Like, are you dead yet? What's going on with that?
I'm actually feeling a lot better. I'm still a little bit gimpy, but I can lift things again, and I can walk around without wanting to, like, kill myself. So, well, I mean, I still want to kill myself, but for different reasons, not, you know.
Okay, so you, currently you don't look like a polio victim anymore.
No, I don't. I would call it a gangster limp, except that I'm not in any way, shape, or form remotely gangster-like. So
oh, man, don't
like
sell yourself short. I remember how tough you were when you stood there while your brother got stomped.
There you go. So, yeah,
I mean,
so basically...
The non-committal look on your face was so fucking gangster, dude. That was badass.
I do what I do.
Cool under pressure, man.
Hell yeah, you were just like, yeah, no, this doesn't bother me at all.
Go to town, boy.
Made him a tougher kid. Now he's state trooping.
Exactly. Now he makes three times what I make, so he should be thanking me.
Dude, if he would have stepped in, he would have been like, oh, my God.
His whole life, you know what, Mick? Like, he would have become a drug addict. You know, he'd be fucking sucking dick for coke. But your lack... Of brotherly protection propelled him into success. Yes.
Exactly.
You know what? He should fucking thank you.
He should cut
he should come back and be like, dude, if it wasn't for you being such a pussy, I would be...
I would be nothing. Yeah.
I would be nothing right now.
Right. See? I do serve
Mick, you know what, Mick? I've lost and found so much respect for you in the last half an hour.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lou, I love you, brother. I love you. This is all for the sake of comedy, kid. All for the sake of comedy.
I'm with you.
Your life.
We need to, like, hang out in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what were you saying? I was farting.
I said we need to hang out, like, in, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh,
make it happen.
Yeah, no, my fart was better than that.
Oh. I thought you didn't like your fart.
No, I don't like the smell of them. I like how it ripples against my butt cheeks when it comes out, man. Who doesn't love that?
Tickle your ball
like
a little
bit? No, that's only when you're sitting down and you get that fart. Girls,
the
you know, do girls get that? Do girls get that? The bubble of fart that pops up under your nuts? They don't get that.
I don't think girls get it under their nuts.
No, but I mean, you know, like, do they ever get, like, does the fart juice ever splash into their vag, or do they ever get, like, a... Like,
I don't
does
know.
They,
That's a good question.
Like, do they ever get, like, a, you know, like a clit tickle from the fart bubble?
Right. I don't know.
Lou, you've actually... There's legal proof that you have a woman. Why don't you ask, or is she with you? Is she anywhere near you?
No, she's still at work.
Man, see, we need to ask.
Yeah, you got to ask her. Ask her to, like, sit down and fart and, like, see. Mm. Yeah, see if she gets, like, a little back.
Could I put, like, miniature vibration?
Well, no, I have a better idea.
Vibration.
Put your put your mouth over her vagina and asshole and let her fart, and then you can feel
what happened. Yeah.
Where the air goes.
Ripples. Ah, yes. Maybe my tongue can be a conduit up to her labia.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, because that's cheating, because then your tongue can actually guide the fart air. We just want to know where it goes, unbiased, if you will.
Right. Unencumbered.
You want to start with
the play tongue in her butthole while she's dropping ass gas all over it, then it's...
Yeah, then you're yeah.
No, then you're affecting the reason. We need like a control group here and an experiment.
Right.
You know. Are you down, Lou? Are you down for this experiment, man? We need your help.
Yeah, I can give you results.
Or I mean, you could just if you want to. I mean, if you want to skip all of this, you know, like really interesting scientific shit, you could just ask her.
I think it'd be more fun to find a...
Yeah, no, so do I. I'm just, you know, I'm concerned about, I mean, you know, I mean, like, we know Lou loves to eat fart air. We know that. But, I mean, maybe, you know, I'm worried about his health. Like, what if he had too much that day or something, you know, like...
Asthmatic or something.
Yeah, like, what if he was having trouble breathing and, like,
right.
just that one little iota of the air that surrounded his wife's shit is enough to, like, put him into, like, a breathing spasm thing, you
but
know?
But see, wouldn't that be the best story ever, though?
No, because what if he dies,
ever?
Man?
But that, listen, I don't wish any, like, actual harm on Louis, because I love him. But in all honesty, would that not be, like, the funniest story ever, if you heard, like,
you know what,
like,
Lou, you should die for comedy.
I'm going to hold off for quite a bit, but okay.
You should have a fart-eating death for comedy. It's for comedy, Lou. Think of the comedy.
Think of the comedy.
We'll
have to be my suicide
glass.
And your fart-eating death will generate at least 7 listeners next...
Wow, well, then that's just no choice at all, is it?
All kidding aside, though, like, we should really, like, when... You know how everybody says, oh, for the children, think of the children. Oh, you know, we need a sex offender registry for the children. I mean, and that rankles all of us. I mean, that affects...
Yeah. I don't want that.
But think of the comedy. I mean, we need to bring that in. Like, think of the comedy, guys. Do it for the comedy.
Seriously.
Yeah, do it for the comedy.
Think of the comedy. Lou, please don't go cry. I love you. I promise.
I love you too.
Kitty. I miss
Thanks,
your face,
man.
Baby. Miss your face.
Fucking love, I guess, bro.
Miss all right,
on that note, fellas, I'm about to go because I got to get on my bus.
Yeah, no. You go. You'll live that life of yours, brother.
We'll get on that show, bud.
So exciting.
All right. Get out.
All right.
Nobody
so
loves you.
Speak Sunday?
Yeah.
Can we do the show during the day and not at night on Sunday?
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do 6 o'clock on Sunday because it's Super Bowl.
Ah.
So. Non-committal. Fronting.
Yeah.
I would prefer 1 o'clock.
Oh.
1 o'clock.
Not like I have any authority, but I'm just pointing out my preference.
Yeah.
Hey.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yes. You're correct.
Right.
All right, I'm hanging up now. This is...